Pasach Pesach Lechaveira is Nafshi Chayavoy. Someone even opens the door for someone else. The Chiyav HaKaras HaTayv is so great. It's Nafshi Chayavoy. Mamash Mechuyav to give him his Nefesh. Even for a Kleinikite, there's such a tremendous amount of HaKaras HaTayv. The emphasis I owe the Yoylam here a tremendous, tremendous Chiyav of HaKaras HaTayv. The Yoylam comes every week, Baruch Hashem, they listen. I have no suffering, whatever we were zeicher to say, it was zeicher b'schus harabim. And I want to show my HaKaras HaTayv by telling this chashav ha'olam miyasayid. Not some miyasayid, I believe really it's the yasayid achayim. Something that every person has to know as he goes on along in life. The Mishnah Navos starts Perek Beis towards the end. It tells us a very tempting invitation. What is the straight, the derech yishar, the right way, derech yishar, the gleicher way that a person should choose to go? And the Mishnah goes on with different eights. First one is ayin toiva, then it's chava toiv, then it's shachin toiv, rayas hanoilid. Then the Mishnah says ablaza ayin malev toiv. From all these milas, Rabbi Elazar says the main mile is leif toiv, and the Mishnah says Amalehem roya ani azivay Elazar ben Rach shevachlal dvarav dvareichem. From all these meridik and mavaldik and miles, Rabbi Elazar's mile is the mile, is the most important mile, the mile of leif toiv. What's a leif toiv? What's the mile of a leif toiv? What's the brach of a leif toiv? And why is leif toiv such a mile that it's better than all the other milas? So I want to tell you what the limit of this mission of this union of Leif Toiv. There's a medrash in Bereishis and Parashas Noach, Parashas Lamed Beis. The medrash asks a very, very strong kasha. But the ma'aseh of the medrash, for some reason, does not really explain the teretz. We know that the Torah, every word, every oath, every tag, every kite, every word, everything in the Torah has a limud, has a lesson. So the Medrash is bothered by often the kasha that we have in Parshas Shmini. Amar Rabbi Yudin bar Menashe, Afk Shabbat Loim Alahem Simani Leim Etmei. When the Ebrish spoke about the different behemoth Tmeis, Lei Pasach Lahem Ela B'Simani Tahira. The Ebrish did not say what's wrong with the behemoth. First, the Ebrish said what's right with the behemoth. The Medrash gives three mishalim. I'm going to just tell you one of the mishalim, but that's all you have to know. The Torah is talking about the chazir. Zok the pasuk. Listen to the pasuk. When speaking about this behema tameya, v'esa chazir. And instead of saying the maila, instead of saying the white kimafris parasahu, the chazir has split hoofs. And not only split hoofs, the shaysa, shesa, prasa, the chazir's hoofs are split through and through. Of a zaktapasik vaita, but who gave la yigar, the maisa does not chew its cud, and therefore tamehu lachem, and therefore the behema, this behema is tameh. So the medrash is bothered by an obvious kasha. It's talking about a chazir. And the reason why a chazir is tummy, we all know, because it does not chew its cud. Why the whole arichas? Why did the Torah say so many extra words? Look, it's not just one or two words, not just a kite and a tag. It's mafris parsahu, it's split hoofs. Mishaysah shes the prasa, it's not split hoofs, but it's really arichdig a split hoofs. Abulamaisa, it's not malageira. And this is bothered by the medish. But what's talking the chazim? Why taka is it such an arichas? Sai by the chazir, sai by the gomo. Why the arichas? Why the Torah say straight the chesroinus of the chazir, it's tamei and that's all. The emphasis this medrash is telling us a very important aside. Recently I had to speak someplace. I had a very interesting topic I found interesting and very, very important. The topic I had to speak was being happy in an unhappy world. A very important topic, no? We talk about simcha, the union of simcha. Is there a different midah that's so important as simcha? Is there any milah to a person, the gashmius, the ruchnius, as important as the inyan of simcha? Is there something that's important to a person's physical health, his mental health, his emotional health, as the inyan of simcha? You all know that in Mayoch Tzadikim say there's no midah that brings to kol ha'tarku like the midah of simcha. Chaim Volozhin in Avos in the sixth parak says a person who learns the simcha 1 hour does more than someone who learns a whole day without simcha. And I can go on and on and on what simcha does to our ruchnius, how simcha boosts our ruchnius. In gashmius, we all know what simcha is, and leider, what happens when simcha is missing. The importance of simcha. When simcha, you go through all problems in life. Rabbeinu Yainin Mishlei, Perikud Zayin Pasuk Chavveiz, Taitu the Pasuk, Leiv Sameach Yetiv Geha, Zot Rabbeinu Yainin, Simchas HaLeiv, Sibas Rufuas HaAdam Mecholyei. Simcha actually heals a person. Simcha is the most healing thing that we have. And we could talk and talk, but we all know what simcha is. The Rambam twice in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, El Sameach Kol Yom, but Yid has to be B'Simcha Kol Yom, and then again in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, and the Emes HaTorah says so, Tachas Ashwa Yivarat HaShem Olekecha B'Simcha. Simcha is the prerequisite for anything, for Gashmias, for Ruchnias. So talking about Simcha, Simcha is not just a luxury, it's not just a Maila, Simcha is everything, is something that we all need. Simcha is something that nobody can live without. And that's why being happy is not just a nice thing to do, a good thing to do. Being happy is the aleph of everything. But how do you be happy in a world around you that's not happy? We know simcha is important, but let's face it, we have the old problem. Things bother us, things upset us, whether it's berad machaveray, there's so many things that get on our nerves, so many things that irritate us. And sometimes we're not in the makom, rachmana litzlan. You feel that you're getting cheated, the Eibishter didn't give you what you really wanted. And all these things, all these tainis, and all this feeling is what robs a person from any simcha. And all these things put a person in the wrong direction. And we all know, let's face it, what's the price you pay when you're fatainis, when you're upset, when you feel you're getting cheated. But the question is, Ma yasa ben v'lo yechta? A person is only human, he has feelings, he has emotions, and the things bother us. So the emphasis is, I am unfortunately not an expert on the inyan of simcha, I'm not an expert in anything, but certainly not in simcha. But I want to tell you a gemara. Gemara Yevamis, that I have no question, will get us closer and closer to being happy. It's a Gemara that I believe, if you think about it, if you live with it, if you try to understand it, the Gemara will get us closer and closer to being this happy person. The Gemara we mentioned recently, but I think I would like to discuss a different point of the Gemara today. The Gemara in the Samach Gimel says, Rav Chiya having a Kamasai Leite Visu. Rav Chiya Nebuch had a wife that was out to ruin his life. Zogti Gemara Ki Avagi Mashkech Midi. When he found something, he went in the street, he found a nice tchotchke, Tzayilei Besudrei, he wrapped it up, Umaisi Nahala. And he brought home a gift. Zogti Gemara, Omalei Rav, the Hele Gamaya Rav was there. So he asked Rav Chiya, Vakam Tzayilei, what are you doing? Why are you buying her presents? If her whole tachos achayim, her whole tayelus in life, is to give you tzar. Amalei dayenu shemagabes benenu. You're right. She's out to get me. She's out to ruin my life. But the maisa she does raise my children. Umatzilas oisanu min hachet. A person without a wife sometimes have hiru aveira. And I have a wife, and she is matzil me. She protects me from hiru aveira. And that's why he felt he had to buy her a present. You think about the Gemara, Mavel al Harayim. The Gemara is such a Sam Hachayim. You know, Lida, Lida, if you're so young, you don't realize it, but we live in a dar that's plagued. Mamish, there's a magefa in Shalom Bayis. So much tzaris, so much machlaikis, so much pain and tzar. And what happens when there's machlaikis? What happens when there's tzaris in the house? So we all know, Lida, you all see, there's broken homes, broken families, broken neshamas. That's the price you pay when a person has tzaris and he can't cope with it. But then you look at Rav Chiya. Look at this lichtige Gemara. Rav Chiya's wife was not a woman that made him tzaris occasionally. Rav Chiya's wife lived a life kametzaya lehu devisa. She was out to ruin his life. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough to make a person miserable? A wife that's devoted and dedicated to ruin his life, to give him tzar. Day in, day out, daily, Rav Chiya's wife had one objective, to give him tzar. But that's not enough. Think a little more. Because very often you're in a situation that you have to live with someone, they have a lot of chesroinus, but they have some milas, some qualities. Did Rav Chiya's wife have any milas? So you look at the Gemara, you see, clearly she didn't. Because what did Rav Chiya say? What was her milas? She raised the children, and she was matal him chet. So it always bothered me, and the first time I asked the kasha, that's all Rav Chiya could think about? Raising children, matal him chet? Didn't she go shopping for him? Didn't she make his lunch? Didn't she clean the house, wash his laundry? The teretz is, and this is pashut pshat, absolutely not. She didn't go shopping, or make his lunch, or do his laundry. She did nothing. The only thing she did, the only two things she did, was she raised his children, and she was matulim from chet. And this again, mefarshim, I wonder, she raised his children? Were they his children? Were they stepchildren? They were her children as well. So the only maila she had was she raised her own children. And the other maila, matulim and achet, that she also had from that relationship. So it wasn't that she was doing anything specifically from him. So Rav Chiya's wife did nothing for him. Besides, of course, Mitzayel Hu Devisu. But there's a little more to this. A little more to this is Fibus. You look at the Gemara is Nishtav Hashtayim. Rav Chiya is going through a Gehenim. But he's trying. He goes out and he buys a present. So the Heilige Gemara Rav is there. And Rav says, wait, stop, what are you doing? Why are you buying a present? We know one of the biggest milas is Havoa Shalom Benish L'Ishtoi, bringing Shalom. Here we have Rav Chiya who's trying hard to somehow make Shalom, and Rav says, wait, stop, what are you doing? Why are you buying a present? So what's Shant? How could Rav say this? How could Rav try to stop this Midah Taiva buying a present? What was Rav's Cheshvan? So I once said Shant, I think it's Emes, Rav Kipaskind, Halacha, that she doesn't deserve anything. Rav probably held that Kol Merachim Ala Achza, Seifel Yezachza, or whatever the Chesvim was, but Rav had a Tzugang LaHalacha, that there's no Heter to buy this woman a present. She's Mitzayahu, to Mitzayahu, she was out to pay you. So that was the Matzif. So think about the Matzif. She was out to Mitzayim, she did nothing, and Rav held she doesn't deserve anything. And this was the matzif that Rav Chiya lived day in, day out, a matzif of kulei tzar. And you think about it, how is it shaykh? How is it possible for Yolad Isha to go through so much humiliation, so much embarrassment? I'm sure this was not just a once in a life, I think this is a mitzayilu devisu every single day. How could he do it? How could he go to the other extreme? Here we see a velt that has such tzaris, every kleinikai, there's machloikis, there's tzar, there's tzaris. And here we see a Rav Chiya whose life was a life of tzar, and Rav Chiya saw nothing. Rav Chiya went to buy a present. You know, the Velzog, it's put very Shreitman. Rav Chiya went through so much tzar, how did he do it? Rav Chiya, the Gemara says, there's someone that's worse than Misa. Moitza ni mami maves that's an Isharaz worse than Mavis. Rav Chiya had Mavis every single day, and he was the one that went out to buy presents. You know how would Shaykh Rabbi say? You know how would Shaykh this Maila? Because Rav Chiya looked for the Maila. Rav Chiya looked to see something good. Rav Chiya looked very, very hard. He had to look very much be'ian, but he found something. He found Epis Amaila, Chasi Maila maybe, but he found the Maila, and he focused on that. He had a very, very small chelik, a very tiny little chesed, but he was Sameach b'chelkei. And let me tell you something. I don't know what Rav Chiya's schar was at Yenevelt. I'm sure he had a big schar, Chazal say, somebody who's shayman chapasim v'ein ha-mashiva, and someone who is mavel midoisev is a gevaldige schar. But I can't tell you what the schar was in Olam Haba for Rav Chiya. But I do tell you what Rav Chiya's schar was of Develt. Rav Chiya was zaycha to simchat hachayim. Rav Chiya was zaycha to be happy in an unhappy situation. Rav Chiya lived through a mother. He lived through a gehenim. But he had chayim. He had simchat hachayim because he looked at the mayim. He was sameach v'chelsei. So much tzaris, so much aggravation, but that didn't concern him. He had one thing. He had one thing in his eyes. He looked for the Maila. And let me tell you, maybe you probably don't realize this, you're still young, but you don't know how much chachma there is in this. You don't know how much derech hachayim you see from this Gemara. Because in any situation in life, in every situation, there are always going to be things that don't go your way. There are always going to be things that don't happen the way you want to happen. And sometimes you want this and this happens. And more so, in life you have to live and have shaykhs with many, many different people. And let me tell you right now, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. The biggest chacham mikol adam said, "Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechta." He wasn't talking about Goyim or Freyidin. He was talking about a tzaddik. Ain tzaddik baritz, even the greatest person, but every person has a chisaron. Every person has some fault. Whether it's a chavrusa, whether it's a shachin, whether it's a parent, whether it's a rebbe, family, every person has chisaronis. Nobody is perfect. And every matzif, there's always something that's going to get a person nervous, that's going to get a person angry. There's always something that's going to happen not the way you wanted it to happen. And then a person is fatayin. Then a person feels like he's missing something. Rav Chiya was telling us a derech hachayim, or yisoid hachayim. In every matzif, look for the ma'ilas. Look at the ma'ilas. Rav Chiya's matzif, nobody will ever have. Only Rav Chiya can be soivel that. But every person is going to have a matzif that is going to have things that don't go his way, or people that don't act the way he wants them to act. And the only way is to phrase what you have. See the ma'ilas, look at the ma'ilas. That's the only etzah. The famous story, the Velt says, they came to the Maggid and said, how is a person supposed to mivarech al ra'ah kishem shemivarech al ha'tayis? Bad things happen, you have to make a bracha. How do you do it? He says, go to Abzisha. Abzisha will tell you the answer. They came to Abzisha's house, they see a dilapidated, broken down hut, and this miser says in Svarim, and his wife is yelling at him, she was a very wicked wife. And he says, we have a question for you. How is a person supposed to mivarech al ra'ah kishem shemivarech al ha'tayis? The Maggid sent us to you, tell us the answer. So Abzisha says, you know, that's a wonderful question. That's an excellent question. I don't know. I don't have any Ra. You have to go to someone who has Ra, and he'll tell you how he manages with it. That's not a Maisa. He's not just, he wasn't living in the Oila Machalaimus. He looked at the Mailas. And when you only see Mailas, you only see what the Abishta gives you, not what the Abishta doesn't give you, then it's easy to be happy. There's a Vart Develt Zuck, I think it's so much chachma to it. There's a half a cup on the table, a half a cup of milk. And two people see the same cup. and one person says, hey, that cup is half empty. Why is that cup half empty? The other person sees the same cup and says, you know, that cup is half full. The same matzah, the same situation. You're looking at the milus, you'll see milus. You're looking to be happy, you'll be happy. You'll see the cup is half full. You look at the same cup, you see the chesaron right away. That's what you're going to focus on. That's what you're going to have to live with. You're going to have to live with a cup that's half empty. The same matzah, the same situation. It's how you look at it. And let me tell you, in every matzah that you are in life, there's always going to be a chesaronus. Bein adam chaveray, or bein adam lamakan, you might think there's chesaronus with your chavrusa, with your rebbe, with your parents. There's always going to be something that you don't like. And then a person has to be a chacham. He has to look at the milas. He has to be sameach v'chelkoi. Rabbi Yochum writes in the Sefer, at the end of Chelek Gimel, he says, if he wouldn't be embarrassed, says Lashem, I would run out to the market and I would embrace and hug the Polish farmer who brings me onions. They used to bring onions to the shuk and they would buy it. After all, he brings onions to my family, and onions helps make the food better. I have so much, I have so much to thank that Polish farmer. If I wouldn't be embarrassed, he says, if I wouldn't be ashamed, I would go out and hug and kiss him. Of a kleinigkeit. That's a derech haTorah. To see a mila, don't lose one mila. Don't even overlook one slight chesed. Imagine if we would look the same way at our parents. How much a parent gave to us. Not just an onion, but chayim. Mamish, every step of our lives, they're right there. Chazal teached, what is a child? Amaleinu elu abanim. Amelis is having children. Parents live a lifetime of amelis. How much chesed they do for us. Do we see the milas always? Do we always see the milas? Bacha tells me recently, I have tainas in my parents. How could a person say that? Tainus on parents. I'm aleinu ela habonim. Because you don't see the milas. Think about the milas. And this is something that in every matzav, I'm telling you, in every matzav, this is the sam hachayim. Rebbein Yoina Shar Tshuva tells the Mori Dika Maisa. He speaks about a chacham echad who's going with his talmidim. And on the street there was a dead dog. And the dog, Nebuch, had a very unpleasant odor. So the Talmidim said, ugh, how disgusting is this dead dog. So Rabbeinu Yoina says, no. Look how white its teeth are. So the Maridik is asking, it's hard to understand. Is there a mitzvah to melamed tchus on a dog? Is there a mitzvah to find chusim in a dead dog? But you know, Rabbi Yisai, there is so much chachma in this maisa. Because in any matzif, in even the worst matzif, and when I see a dog that has an unpleasant odor, but the chacham, the one that has seichel, he looks at the maila. He sees the maila. So the Talmidim said, disgusting, and they were unhappy. And this chacham, he saw a maila. If you see a maila, you're always happy. There's no mitzvah melamed chus on a dog, but he was teaching them a yisayid achayim. In every matzav, in every situation, the cup is only halfway full. If you see it half empty, you'll have tainus. If you see it half full, you'll be happy. So why be a nar? Why be a tippish and focus on the chesroinus? And let me relate to one nekuda. He was going with his talmidim, right? So apparently he was a talmid chacham, a tzaddik. Why did Rabbeinu Yoina say chacham echad? You know why? Because that's a chachma. That's a chachma yaseira. Because even in the most trying matzavim, and even in a difficult situation, the chacham, the wise person with seichel, he finds the milas. And what does they say? They say, ugh, they're disgusted, and he sees the mila. Because in every situation, in any situation, even this situation, the chacham finds the mila. And the Tetzah, the Schar is of devil. He's very unhappy and you're happy. To look at the miles, to focus, to be Sameach with your Chalit. And Demetri is not my Chalit. This is the Mishnah we all know. The Mishnah is Eizehu Asha Sameach Bechelkai. And Pashit we learn, it's talking about money, financial dealings. If someone doesn't have a big job, he doesn't have a big business, but he's happy with his business, he's an Asher. But it's not Emes. That's not the only Pshat. Look in the Rishonim. In every situation, in any relationship we have with Nacha person, there's always Milas and Chasreinus. There's always something missing. Because Ein Tzadik Ba'aret HaShiyatatai V'la Yechta. And there's always going to be something to look at and say, das felt. Zakta Mishnah, you want to be happy? You want to look at the cup and be happy? Realize the cup is half full. Be Sameach with your chelik. Look at the white teeth. Don't look at the Chasreinus. Look at the Maila. And in every situation, and let me tell you, you'll get old, you'll see more and more what I mean. In every situation, a person decides his own matzah. He decides his own happiness. You want to look at chesreinus, to feltness chesreinus. You'll always find the chesarim. Eizeh ha'asher sameach v'chelki tells you, you want to be a chacham, you want to be a happy person, look at the maila. I have a businessman that I know, he told me, he said, no matter how much money he makes, he's never happy. I said, why is that? He says, he makes different deals. He goes from one deal to the next. He doesn't have a set income. If he loses one deal, if one deal falls through his hand that he couldn't complete, his day is shot. Rachmanis. It's a bitter Rachmanis in that person. He can make 15 good deals. He can make a few thousand dollars that day. But he lost one chance. Another deal he lost. And he's unhappy. And the truth is, he lost money. So, do we blame him for being unhappy? We don't blame him. We have a chmanas on him. Because whatever he has, as much as he has, no matter how many deals he has, he'll never be happy. Is there a bigger klala not to be happy? The pasuk in Mishlei, Tezvav, pasuk Tezvav, Kol yimei oni royim. The Mepharshim Taish does not mean a poor person necessarily. A person can be the richest person, but if he's not Sameach Bechelka, he's up to Ben Yoyna Fanart, then he's a nani. And he's always right, he's always unhappy. Because Lamaisi has what to be unhappy with. He lost another deal. Shaita what you are. Look what you do have. Look at the miles the Eibishter gave you. Why look at the Chisreinus? Kol yimei oni royim, a person who is looking what he does not have, will always be unhappy. But then you have the sameach v'chelkai. Then you have the person who looks at what he does have. He's the real oisha. He's the one that has oisha hachayim. And this person, he's really happy. The pasuk, that same pasuk concludes, the toiv leiv mishter tamid. Toiv leiv, someone who's a good heart, someone who sees milus, he's always happy. He always finds the milus. I have a friend of mine, today he's a very famous Rav Magid Shir. He once told a story, there was a girl who came from Russia, and she was moisa nefesh, everything for Yiddishkeit. And after she went through a number of years of Mesiras Nefesh, she was once walking in the street. She got into a terrible accident and she lost one of her hands. They amputated and she lost her hand. So this girl happened to come to him for Shabbos. He said he felt very uncomfortable. You know, what do you say? How are you menachem such a girl? And especially it was a buildup of so much Mesiras Nefesh and look what happens, and people were saying, look, something is wrong. So before he said anything, she says, you know, people look at me, they see what I don't have, and they feel bad for me. I look what I do have, and I'm always happy. That's an unbelievable lesson. That's a derech hachayim. A person in such a shverer matzah, in such a difficult situation, you look what you do have. You phrasech with what the Eibishter gave you, not with what the Eibishter didn't give you. That's an unbelievable lesson. And the matan schar is betzida. Because the person could be in such a difficult matter and such trying circumstances, but there's nothing to be unhappy about. You phrase what you do have. This is the real bracha of Eizehu Asher Tzemeach B'Chelkoi. You look in the Rabbeinu Yoina, in Mishlei, he ties to the pasuk, Toiv Leiv Mishter Tamid. It's a very big chiddush, no? Mishter Tamid, a person is always happy? How could a person always be happy? Aren't there situations daily that make us unhappy? Zok Rabbeinu Yoina Fanart, in his Pirush on Mishlei, Ach Toiv Leiv, someone who's toiv leiv is sameach b'chelkoi, and he looks at what he does have. He sees the cup that's half full. Kol yamav toivim, k'maya oisa mishter tamid. Bayam is a ganz lebman of yontif. Al kein zake ben yoyna mida toivu hu ad ma'oid li oisa meach b'chelkoi v'hu anikra asher. What a beautiful taitch in the pasuk. Someone who's a toiv leiv, someone who sees the milas, can transform any tragedy into simcha. You look at what you do have, not what you don't have, and that really removes all tzaras. Is the person really an oisya? No. The person could be missing everything. Rav Chiya was missing anything and everything in marriage. But he looked at the milas. He looked closely to find the milas. And by Rav Chiya was niskayim toiv leiv mishter tamid. He have a person who's missing an arm, but they're happy because you look for the milas. You look at what you do have. Toiv leiv mishter tamid. He's not really an oisha, but believe me, he is the real oisha. And let me tell you, be'einai re'isi, over and over and over, this is said. You go through life, you get a little experience, and you see the amitas of this pasuk in so many different people. You could have a person who has kol tov, but he's always looking what he doesn't have. Kol yimei ani rayim, and you see people walking around with this. Whatever they have is really worthless, and it's their own fault. It's their own fault because you don't look at the milas. I once said a machshava. You know, you look in Tanakh, you see a lot of different people in Tanakh. Tzadikim, lahavdil rishayim, chachamim, tipshim. If I would ask you, in Gan Tanach, who's the biggest tippish? Who's the most nourished person you find in Tanach? So I don't know what you would say, but I would nominate Haman HaRasha. Why is Haman HaRasha of all people the biggest tippish? You look in the Pesukim in the Megillah, and more so in the Medrash. Haman had Kol Tov. Haman had everything that a person ever dreamt for. First of all, of course, he had power. He was besides the king, he was the most powerful person alive. He had Ashiris Nifla, the Medrash Rechon Zayis, his Ashiris, the wealth he had, Leumik Yesufa. He had Kvod Malachim, right? Kola'am, Kairim, Mishtachim, everybody bowed down to him. And this covet and this power was not just in one Medina, while at Chazal Taich, Mehoidu Vatkush, the whole world. Haman was a Melech Bekipot. The covet, the whole world gave him covet. He had a gewalt of children. The kitzur, Haman had everything that a person wants. Was Haman happy? Did Haman have simchas achayim? If you look in the pasuk, you see he didn't. Absolutely not. What state in the pasuk in Haman's own words? Kol ze einenu shayvali. Whatever I have, and think about what goes into kol ze. His power, his money, his covet, his family, all that, Haman HaRasha himself said, it's worthless and meaningless to me. How could that be? How is it shayach to have everything and be unhappy to the extent that kol ze einenu shayvali? So he said the answer himself. The chaleis asha niroya et mordechai yehudi yoshev v'sha. What's missing? Bus felt he has power and covet and oisha and bonim, everything. You know what's missing, Rabbi Yisai? You know what Nebuch is missing for Haman? One thing. One little yidala doesn't bow down to him. And this yid doesn't bow down, not because he's not machshavim, pashut al halacha. And Haman has everything in the world, but Haman is the most unhappiest person. All of it's worthless, meaningless to him. Kol ze einu shayvali. And we look at this, and we're amazed. It's just nishtif astein. Azam Narishkeit, Azam Mishigas. Right? Haman is certainly, in our eyes, the most nourished person. He has everything, and he doesn't have a bit of simcha. And it's all worthless to him. This is Kol Yimei Ani Rayim. He looked at what he doesn't have, and that was occupied his mind, and then everything is worthless. And of course, this is why Haman lived this life. Is there a bigger tipish? Is there a bigger nar than someone who throws away all his happiness because of one kleinigkeit? Right? We zicha all agree, Haman is the biggest nar. But let me ask you a question, and please be meichel me for this. Don't we all sometimes act this way? Don't we all have basically the same attitude? How often it happens? You have a chavrusa, you have a chava, a good chava, and you live b'shalom so long, one day something goes wrong. Not something possibly wrong, something goes 100% wrong. And the rest of the story we all know. We get bekas, we get angry, machloikis, sinna, fatainet, and Taki babbles you. And Taki, he's 100% wrong. And we can't be frivolous. What's haste? It's not a possible lava. This is a vada yavla. He's 100% wrong. And Taki, it's true. But you know what you're saying if you think about it? You know what you're really thinking in your mind? You're saying, kol zeh einenu shoyveli. So many months, so many years of a chava, of a devotion of a chava you had. He was so good to you all this time. And you have one chisaron, one avla. And you're looking at the avla. You're looking at the avla. It's the same narishkeit. It's the same tipshis that Haman HaRasha. You look at something, you see the chisaron, you can't be saival, and what you're saying is kol zeh einenu shoyveli. It's only one chisaron. Today, the matzav and shalom bayis is gefarlich. You know what the problem is? It's the same thing. Kol zeh einenu shoyveli. And let me tell you, kach kibalti merabbayisai, to talk about it even with the younger bachim. A person can have so much, and one thing bothers him, one thing is the wrong word, the wrong idea, and he's angry. Am I right to be angry? Of course you're right. The other person behaved you. But that's Haman's sprach. That's Haman's attitude. Years and years of chesed and devotion, that is nothing. The avla, the chisarin, that is what occupies your mind. What you're saying is kol zeh einenu shoyveli. It's the same narishkeit. It's the same tipshis. And the schar is the same as Haman's schar, a life of unhappiness. I know a story personally. It just happened recently. Actually, it's happening, Lashon Hayva. Two people, two prominent Balibatim businessmen, well-to-do businessmen, they're both Haskanim. For 40 years, these two people lived like brothers. Mamash, they went to yeshiva out of town 40 years ago, when they stayed together for 2 years straight in yeshiva. They live next to each other. They go to Florida for Shabbos together. Mamash, I'm talking about Chaverim Nemanim, their children play together. Now the grandchildren play together. They're davening the same shul. Less than someone told me that something going on between the two. I got to know both of them. So I asked this person, find out the matzah. Tell me, maybe I could help, maybe I could do something. So he comes back to me later and says, I said, Newt, what's the matzah? He says, two words. Two words? What's my two words? The matzah is lahashmid ulaharik. Lahashmid ulaharik. I said, what do you mean? They're living a life of lahashmit ulaharig one another. Do you hear that? Do you hear what it means, chaverim and manim, better than the closest brothers? 40 years they living mamish like achim and manim, and now the matzav is lahashmit ulaharig. And you know what it is to live a life of lahashmit ulaharig? They live on the same block. They go to the same shul. They have the same chaverim. They have the same simchas, the same brisim. And every day they're bumping into someone who lahashmid ulaharig. Azag Gehenim of devil. Azag Gehenim. Such tzar. It's like Oyem Kiyasupa. How is it possible for rational people that 40 years they lived as the closest friends, now they're living a life lahashmid ulaharig? Do you know what it is? It's called that Einanu Shaivali. Think about all the years you had. Think about all the chesed that you got. The other person did an avla, a big avla, a gefarlich avla, a terrible gefarlich avla, so zayna zoi. But you're looking only at the chesreinus. You're looking only at the faults. Abchia lived the life of mothers, but he found the maila. He looked for the maila. The Rebbeinu Yonis Chacham saw a maila in such a terrible maksif. And by you, it's nothing. Think about all the chesed. You have a problem, so go weiter. Get together and go weiter. And this is ongoing for months already. A life of lahashmir lahari. And they say, but, you're right, he did something wrong. But what kind of knowledge carry? What kind of tips is? Think about all the good and go weiter and get together. But no, there's no havamir they can ever get together. Lahashmir lahari. That's when a person, when he's young, he doesn't train himself to be sameach b'chalkai, to look at the ma'ilas. If they would have 1% mida of sameach b'chalkai, then the tzaris is batul be'elas. But no. What's missing? It's missing this inyan of toiv leiv mishta tamid. This inyan to see the ma'ilas. And nebuch it becomes a life of kol yimei ani rayim. I think this is the pshat in the Mishnah. Because the emissary, there are many gewaldige mailas. Ayin toiv is a maila of being about chesed, like a Ben Yonah learns, a gewaldige maila. Shachin toiv is a gewaldige maila. The Rambam says Shachin toiv is better than chavet toiv because it's a constant relationship, gewaldige maila. Rayas anoyl is a gewaldige maila. But there's one maila that's the sight of them all. There's one maila that makes all the other mailas possible. And that's the maila of Aleif Toiv. And you look in the Goyin, and the Mishnah Novice, when he explains Leif Toiv, he says, Kamay Shekasov, Toiv Leif Mishnah Tamid. Because when someone's a Toiv Leif, he has it all. But if someone is not Sameach B'chelkai, if someone does not see the mailas, you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens. He could have a Chava, a Shachin Toiv, for 40 years. But one chisaron comes his way, and lahashmir lahareg. So, the only maila that holds the other mailas, is the maila of leiv toiv, of seeing only the mailas, of seeing only the good skies. Because without that, leiv toiv is no good, and shachan toiv is no good, and royis and oil is no good. And why don't you think about it? How can a sensible person put himself in a massive of lahashmir lahareg? Doesn't he see what it's doing to him? Every day he passes a friend's house. Every Shabbos he goes to the same shul. And every day is a struggle not to look at Yenim. Isn't that the Aleph of Reyes HaNailit? The Teretz is when a person is Fatainit, when a person has Tainit, he sees nothing. The Mesil Sharm, we always say over, he loses his Seichel, he becomes Kechayis Tarfoy. Zot Yabaleza, Leif Taiv Zagival Gemaila. Shachan Taiv Zagival Gemaila. But what keeps them all together is this inyan of Leif Toiv. Because if not, if you're going to look at chesreinus, believe me, you're going to find chesreinus. Believe me, in every relationship, there's going to be chesreinus. And that's why this midah is really the midah kolelis. And I think this is the gewaldige lesson of this medrash. You talk about tumah, talk about tarfus. So which of the animals is more treif? Which of the animals is kulay chisarin? Which of the animals is kulay tomei like the chazir? We don't even like to say that word. Kulay chisarin. But look how the Eibishter talks about that kulay chisarin. Look how the Eibishter talks about that shtik tuma. You know what the Eibishter says? Speaking about this shtik tuma, et chazir, ki mafris parsa. Azab al Maila. Look at the Maila. The hooves are split. Not some hooves are split. Mit alashitis. Vishaysa shesa pasa. It splits through and through. So many Mailas. So many gute zachen. A belay de leide. Vahu geir la yiga. It has a chisarin. Why, when the Abisha talks about a shtik tumma? Why, when the Abisha talks about a shtik tarfis? A kulay chisarin? Why does the Abisha say a whole pasuk about the Mailas? Because the Abishah says, this is a Derech HaChayim. Because you're always going to have Chisroinus. You have to be the Leiv type. Look at the Mailas. And even in a shtik tuma, even in a kulei chasarin, you could find the ma'ilas. And even in a shtik tuma, even in a kulei chasarin, you could find the ma'ilas. Because if you look at this pasuk, and you understand the message of this pasuk, so you have to deal with Yechava, who has chisroinus, and you'll first think of the ma'ilas. If you have to look at your Chavrusa, or your Rebbe, or your parents, you'll first think about the Milas. Because the Eibishter, when it talks about a Kulei Chasarin, the Eibishter also focuses on the Milas. The Yemes, as we always say this, Torah HaKadosha is not just our Avodas HaChayim, but Torah is our Simchas HaChayim. Torah Kedosh is our Derech HaChayim. Torah Kedosh is our Sam HaChayim. And this is true in every Inyan. Bifrat in Yonei ben Adma Chaveri. In the Yonei of Tikkun HaMidos. There's nothing that brings a person Simchas HaChayim, that brings a person happiness on this world, like Tikkun HaMidos. And Avad, it's not easy, it's not a regalachas, but there's nothing that's so important for a person in his Mahalach HaChayim like these in Yonim of Tikkun HaMidos. Think about Kas. Think about all the destruction and all the tzar that Kas causes a person. There's a lot to say, but let's just say the Gemara, Chayov Einov Chayim. A person is living, but he's not living because he has Kas. Kol Mina Gehenim Sholten by Rav Yerucham Taitis. It doesn't mean Gehenim of Yevelt, it means Gehenim of Develt. The Baal Kaisa is living Gehenim of Devil. What he loses, we all know. But what's the Eitzah? So Tutvei, it bothers me. He gets on my nerves. He does the wrong things. The Eitzah is to be the Leiv Toyes. Look at the Milas. Look how Abchia lived his life. Look how the Eibishter talks about Kulei Chisaron. Then you won't have a problem with Kas. He did a Nafla. He did a Chisaron. But why do you look at the Chisroinus? There's so many milas that he does. There's so many good things he did. There's a Mori Dikadasa Kain in Balei Toysis. The Pasuk of Arash Mishpatim speaks about if a behema becomes a treifa. So the Pasuk says, La'kela tashlichun oisai. Take that, the animal became a treifa. A wolf came in and damaged the animal, now it's a treifa. So take the treifa, that animal which you can't eat, and give it to the kelas. Fred did ask the Kenan Balei Toysis, what's the Torah telling you? Like, what do I care if I do something else with this? Zog did ask the Kenan Balei Toysis, I know you to convert. Because at this matzif, you're angry at that Kelev. What did the Kelev do wrong? That Kelev is not the dog that you have in your house. That Kelev is the Kelev that's supposed to watch your animal. He's the Shema. And this time, at the Abyss of Ashlafin, the animal got in and destroyed your animal. That Kelev, that same Kelev, caused you a hefsid. Because the Kelev did not do its job of Shmira, the animal got in and destroyed one of your animals. You're very fatigued against that Kelev. Right? He did an Avla. He didn't do his job. It was his fault. Zog the Torah la Kelev tashlich anoisei. To that Kelev, give him the behema. Aye, he did a chisaron. Aye, it's his fault. But how about all the other years? How about Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, the Kelev watched your flock so faithfully? So today you had a chisaron, but the Torah is saying, give it to the Kelev. Don't look at what happened today, look what happened till now. That's a Samachayim. You have Tainas, you have Tainas of Yenim. But look at the Milas. Instead of being angry, the Torah reminds you, look at the Milas. The time of the very in Perek Aleph in the beginning says, this is the derech not to become a kas. Don't look at the chisaron, look at the ma'ilus. The same thing is with kinah. Kinah is something that destroys everything. A person can have nikol tov, but if he's missing one thing, he's unhappy. A kinah is moitzi asadim min ha'olam. And it doesn't mean olam ha'emet, it means devil. But what's the eitzah? I, Yana, has more than me. I, lemaitza, I got less than the other person. And this becomes a Gehenim. A person could have everything, but his neighbor has more, whether it's in Chochm and Torah, whether it's a nicer house, a better job, a nicer family. As you get older, it progresses, this Kinah. But the mice is a good way. The etzer is, open your eyes. Look at your milas. Look what the Eibishter gave you. You want to see the cup that's half empty? That's your decision. But that kol yimei ani rayim. The etzer tekinah is, like the Vel says, count your blessings. A little bit seichel. A little bit yishir adas. Why am I want just that? I have so much. Sameach v'chelkoi. And this is the chilek between Toiv Lev Mishter Tamid and Kol Yimei Ani Rayim. In every matzav, it's the same matzav. The same exact matzav. The difference is how you look at it. Rabbi Ruchim writes in the Sefer, someone came to him and says, Rebbe, I had such a shvera nacht, I couldn't sleep, I was tossing and turning my bed a whole night. Rabbi Ruchim says, you know, it's funny, because yesterday someone came to me and told him that this year they live in our neighborhood, he had a stroke, Nebuch, and he can't move. And in the hospital, these two big male nurses have to come and every few hours turn him over that he shouldn't get bed sores. You're complaining that you're tossing and turning, he can't even toss and turn. The same matzif. It's the Lev Toiv. It's the Lev Toiv who sees the milas. He doesn't complain. He doesn't crack. Machlaikis, what Machlaikis does to us as a klal and as a yachid, what Machlaikis takes a person and makes the person mamash kechayis tarfis. Look around, see what Machlaikis does to us. Ayla maisis tudvei. Think about the Gemara in Yevamim. Think about how Rabbi Chiya avoided Machlaikis. In such a trying situation, he saw the milas. And let me tell you, Rabbi Yankov once said this, and every day I get old, I see this more and more. Since the Yechet of the Eitz Hadas, there's nothing that's perfect. There's nobody that's perfect. Whether in yeshiva, it's a harusa, you get older, it's a shidduch, people have dreams, you're going to get the perfect harusa, the perfect shidduch. Let me tell you, there's no such thing. The greatest Chacham said, there is no such thing. Ein tzadik ba'aretz, asher yatatay v'lo yechta. The only Eitzah is to frezech with what you have. And believe me, it's not such a nesayin. Rav Chiya had a gefarlach nesayin, but the Eibishter won't give us that nesayin. But in our kleinikait, and what bothers us, itaka bothers us. But the eighth is to be that Lev Toiv, and then the Lev Toiv is Mishter Tamid. You know the pasuk says, "V'samachta bechol ha'toiv." You should be happy bechol ha'toiv. I always wondered, you have to have a tzivui from the Eibishter to be happy bechol ha'toiv. Isn't it natural to be happy b'chol ha'toiv? I got old and I saw a lot of people answering me to this question. You walk in the street, he's unhappy, he's fatayinit, he's upset, and you think, why are you acting that way? You have a nice job, you have a nice family, you have a nice chaverim, and right away with the chastroinus. What's with b'chol ha'toiv? What's with tzemachta b'chol ha'toiv? The answer is, you look at Chesreinus. You look at Chesreinus, you'll be busy against Leben Fatainet. The Eibishter has to tell us, V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. You get used to the toiv, you think it's kumtech, and then you forget about the toiv. There's a special tzivui, V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. Don't be an ar. Don't be like Haman HaRasha. See the milas. You look at the Chesreinus, Laida, Kol Yimei Ani Rayim. And this is the MS, the Lashon HaMedrash that always comes to my mind, the Medrash in Keheles. The Eibishter told Adam HaRishon, Tein Daitcha Shalai Tekalkel V'Sachriv Esrei Lami. Put your mind to it, don't ruin my world. Now to me this is a muscle to so many people. A person has Kol Tov. A person has everything, but he's not happy. He's missing one kleinikait. He's missing this, he's missing that. He has tainas on this person. And when you're young, it's the chavrusa, the rebbe. You get old, it's the wife. I hear that baskel sometimes. The Eibishter pleads with us. Tein daitcha, you seichel. Don't be makalk of the world. The Eibishter gave us a world of olam chesed yibana. The Eibishter gave us a world to be happy with. Don't be a nar. Don't be a tippish. You want to be unhappy, you'll always be unhappy. But you seichel. I once saw a very interesting maisa. There was somebody, this terrible achzah, he killed his parents, both parents. So he came to the judge, in front of the judge, and the judge says, "You, we have never seen such an achzah ever in my career." And he says, wait. He says, what do you want? "Have mercy on me." The judge says, "Have mercy on you? To kill both parents? To have mercy? Why should I have mercy on you?" He says, "You know why? I'm a yasin. I'm an orphan." There's a very deep Moshe Haskell to that. A person has everything. He makes himself unhappy. And then he says, "Eivishta, why can't I be happy?" Because you're not samachta v'cholatoif. You mafsid biyadayim your own happiness. A person walks around kol zeh and yenu shayvali, and then he wants rachmanis. He wants to know why. So chalein gitan. Toiv leiv mishtah tamid you had, but you changed that kol mei ani rayim. I'll give you a mashal. Let's karev moed alibi. A person told me recently, he's a taina against his parents. He has a taina. I tell you before, the word fatayinah to a parent, to me, is tsar. So much they do for you, you're fatayinah. But let's leave it for a different shmuz. So what's your taina? He tells me this and this. I don't know if he's right or wrong, but let's assume he's right. Then I hear that baskal. Parents, from day one, put in a melis, mesiras nefesh, koiches, ahava, everything, and today he has a taina. And let's assume he's 100% right. He's 1,000% right. It's an avla gemura. What happened to toiv leiv mishtah tamid? So much chesed, and one thing bothers you. The Eibishter talks about a kulei chasarin, and the Eibishter first finds the milas. You know what that is, halacha lemaisa? That when a person is fatainet, I don't like to say that word, he has tainet against his parents, you know what he should do? Sit down and think about the milas. Say each and every one of their milas. It will take you so long, you'll forget why you're angry. That's what the Medrash is teaching us. Before you say chasarinus, think about the milas. Before you're going to put yourself in kol yemei ani rayim, be a little toiv leiv and look at the milas. You have tainus? Stop. First look what you got. People are unhappy because what they didn't get. I say, look what you got. It's a different world. It's the same matzif, with seichel, a little bit seichel. You don't have tainus. But the emes is, why taka do we hear this word fatainus at Seren? I have no suffix, I'm other gezeiten, this wasn't so common. So I'm going to tell you the husband. A gadol once said, our dor in America is a dor of sekumtnach. Everything, kumtem, everything I deserve. If he doesn't have the most expensive hat or the nicest tie, you get older, he wants a car and this and that, he's angry. But aus kumtem, and if he doesn't have aus kumtem, so versteitzach, he's unhappy. The Torah is talking to our door. V'samachta b'chol atoiv. Nothing kumtach. Nothing is coming to you stam in the velterein. Everything is a maila. Everything you have is a maila. Tein daitcha shaitacha v'aseilomi. Look at the mailas. See the mailas in every matzah. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to have the matzavim like a b'chiyah had. But even if you think you're right, Shemei Shemayim, why don't you look at the Milas? The Medrash is telling you, before you say the Chesreinus, stop for a minute and say the Milas. Oy, is that a Samachayim? Oy, is that the Yetzah? Laida, you live with so much problem in Shalom Bayis, because you look at Chesreinus. That's exactly the way it is. The Milas we get used to, the Milas Kumtons, and the Chesreinus I don't deserve. The Mishnah is telling you a yesoid. Eize derech yeshara sheyuvalei ha'adam. To be an Eloi is not biyadcha. To be a photographic memory is not your choice. But there's one derech that is your choice, is your decision, and that is to be a leif toiv. Eize derech yeshara sheyuvalei ha'adam. This is biyadcha. For a person to live through life and see the cup half empty, that's your decision. If you want to live through life and see the cup that's half full, That's the derech you have to choose. B'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. A person could have kol tov. And let me tell you, this is what I've seen daily. People have everything. People have every bracha, but they're always unhappy. And the truth is, they have what to make them unhappy. It's taka true. Sefelten. But look at the Maira. The only way that a person can be zaycha to happiness, to be zaycha to some form of simcha sachayim, is a person who sees the Maira. You look around tzaddikim who suffered so much in their lives, they're always happy. It's a leif toiv. That's a tzav, a leif toiv. The person that's always looking at the good that the Eibishter gives him. And then it's mishta tamid. And then it's the samach to b'chol ha'toiv. And the problem is we get used to the good and the bad bothers us. The Medrash is telling you, don't forget the good. Don't forget that there's so much good in every matzah. And this is something that you'll take now and later. And as life goes on, the only eitzah is, see the milas. There's a beautiful maaser with the Rav Yitzchak Baditchev. He once saw two yidden were talking. And he's listening, he hears one yid spoke bad about the other person. So the Baditchev runs over, he says, how could you talk bad about a yid? How could you do it? He goes, Rebbe, it's true. It's mamish true, I know for a fact. Like about. You just passed all the Eibishter's tefillin. What do you mean? How did I pass the Eibishter's tefillin? You know, the Eibishter wears tefillin every day, Baditchev. And what does it say in the Eibishter's tefillin? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. And you say chesreinus and say it's true, you just pass the Eibishter's tefillin. I think this ma'aseh has so much halacha l'ma'aseh to it. The Eibishter kaviyachol, more than any ben adam, knows our chesreinus. The Eibishter kaviyachol sees all of our faults. But the Eibishter sees the ma'aseh. In every year, the Eibishter sees the Mika Amcha Yisrael. Because even in a shtik chaza, even in a shtik chisorin, the Eibishter finds the milas. The Eibishter, we are filling to remind us that every year is tied by the Eibishter. Every year is Mika Amcha Yisrael. Avadir is chesreinus. But you have to realize in every year there's a Mika Amcha Yisrael. The Chazal say Chagiga. Darshan's apostic. Going on the Paisha Yisrael, Shemaleyim Mitzvahs Kerimayim. I saw the Gemara as a plea. Maleyim Mitzvahs Kerimayim by Paisha Yisrael. Why don't we see this today? We look at Paisha Yisrael, and we see Paisha Yisrael. And Chazal see in the Paisha Yisrael, Maleyim Mitzvahs Kerimayim. What changed? Do we have different Paisha Yisrael than Amalika? The answer is no. The Paisha Yisrael are always the same Paisha Yisrael. It's our leif tov that's different. Chazal saw the Paisha Yisrael, but they saw the Malayim Mitzvahs Kerimayim. Chazal saw the Paisha Yisrael, but they only saw the Mika Amcha Yisrael. The Derech Yishara for a Yid to go on life is to see the Mika Amcha Yisrael in every Yid. To see the Milas. And today it's with the Chava and the Chavrusa, and then it's with the parents, and eventually it's in Shalom Bayis. But the biggest bracha I can give to you is to become a leif tov. And nothing, this maila is biyad kol echad v'yechad. Eizeh derech yisharas yivalei adam, to be a leif tov. To look for the mailas, find the mailas. And this is the way to be happy in an unhappy world. If you look at chesreinus, you'll never get finished. If you look at mailas, tov leiv mishta tamid. Chazal say, Ashrecha v'tov lach. Ashrecha b'oylem hazeh v'tov leiv oylem haba. This is certainly the case in this midin of Gava. The person wants to be glitlich of their welt, glitlich of Yana welt. It's to steig more and more in this midah of leiftoiv. And then it'll be zaycha to a lebin of simcha. And then it'll be zaycha taka to see the ashrecha b'olam hazeh, the taiva b'olam haba.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.